James Hayes.
Yeah, look, it looks as though he's going to take a three-year deal at Fremantle, and he'll go in as one of the first replacements for the loss of Ed Langdon. Mm. And somewhere today, at latest tomorrow, you know, I mean, there's something strange about some of these deals that are being held back, because Brad Hill's deal is almost as good as done. Colin Young lobs into Melbourne yesterday. It'll get finalised probably today. I think there's a bit of a soap opera going on with this, and I actually suspect that the AFL are controlling some of it as well. I'll get to that in just a moment, particularly relating to Joe Danaher. So James Aish goes in. There's also salary cap squeeze needs going on at Collingwood to get a player or two out that are on pretty good money while they're jockeying to try to offer Jordan DeGoey and Brodie Grundy contracts within the next few months to beyond 2020. So it's pretty complicated. But James Aish, I think he'd be a damn handy winger for Fremantle, given that they're losing Langdon and Brad Hill. Mm. So he'll play off the wing. Top quality character too. Everyone talks about him. People have worked with him as a 16, 17, 18 year old in AFL and AIS academies. Look, Fremantle could also take a deviation from what's been a fairly strict recruiting strategy of the last sort of handful of years, with bringing in imports, so the expats from the eastern states, where they've preferred the likes of those boys, you know, even a Reece Conker and Brandon Matera, Rory Lobb, to be in their mid-20s. Mm. The deviation could be with a local, with Chris Maston perhaps becoming a Fremantle target in the next day or so, or perhaps even in, because he's be delisted at from West Coast, they could pick him up pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Virtually as a free hit, get him in. He's 30, he's played 215 games.
Could do worse.
But he wants to meet with Justin Longmuir. Mm-hmm. Now, both these boys we've just talked about, James Aish from Collingwood, worked with Justin Longmuir as a defensive halfback flank and maybe off the wing a little bit. So Justin Longmuir has made a big call on James Aish, and I suspect it'll be a coach's call if there's any moves to further consider bringing in Chris Maston, because they had a good relationship when Justin Longmuir was a senior assistant at West Coast also. And I reckon they could do worse and get a Chris Maston in, play off the wing.
He won't let you down. He might not win you the game, but he won't let you down.
So AFL trading today sits in wait for Brad Hill, but also Sydney sitting waiting to see what's going to happen with Joe Danaher. And I said a moment ago, everyone, I had a real strong suspicion that this deal is done. And that the AFL is holding back so that late tomorrow afternoon, when it's televised, and I'm having a crack at people like in your game, Baz, they need a bit of theatre in that last couple of hours when it's all live through Foxtel's coverage, through Fox Footy. So Joe Danaher to Sydney is done. They'll get picks 5 and 9. But Sydney don't want to move until they know they've got pick number 9 for Joe Danaher. And, of course, that's the Tom Papley one to go to Carlton. They get Carlton's pick 9. Then it would quite simply be settled at picks 5 and 9. But don't also discount that Sam Reed could be part of the Danaher swap to Sydney, Sam Reed to Essendon. So that's brewing. Another one that I reckon Fremantle should consider is that Josh Jenkins is on the move from Adelaide. Yeah. Now, again, he's a 30-year-old, had 147 games, but he kicks a couple of goals a game. He's a bit of a wuss. So, he hangs out the back of the pack. But, you know, I think, tell you, I don't care what anyone says, everybody, and I'll wait to hear some of these detractors that say, oh, Hagdorn, get it right with Hogan. Jesse Hogan is no guarantee to be able to play a lot of good footy for Fremantle, let alone next year, but for beyond that also. So Josh Jenkins for a year or two, he might not be a bad fix for Fremantle also, but Mitch Marsh looks as though he's going to Collingwood. Well, the thing with Mitch Marsh, he's out for a month, maybe even up to 6 weeks. He'll miss the first test, I reckon, against Pakistan middle of next month. But we've got to look at a new captain, because you might have been able to consider Cam Bancroft. Well, he's not allowed under this ban that he copped. He can't have a leadership role under Australian cricket umbrella.
So
I think it can only be Sean Marsh. I think Sean has to step in at the age of 36 and take over the captaincy while his brother Mitch recovers from one of the most stupid injuries I think you can imagine. A broken hand punching the wall because you're out. It was his own fault he got out.